Conversation with Cardinal Dolan, with Timothy Cardinal Dolan and Father Dave Dwyer.
Hashtag, why are you still Catholic? That is a question that the popular blogging site Patheos, the Catholic portal, has put out over the last couple of months. And we're joined to talk about this phenomenon. Maybe you've even responded to it by Tom Zampino, a New York City lawyer and the author of the Grace Pending blog at Patheos.com. Welcome to Conversation with Cardinal Dolan.
Thank you very much.
Hiya, Tom. Thanks for coming.
My
it's
pleasure.
Good to see you in person because I've admired you from a distance.
Oh, thank you.
I got to admit, before he tells you, I'm illiterate when it comes to all this technology and all. That doesn't mean I don't appreciate it and know the huge value. And I use it. I depend on surrogates because I'm not too good at it. But
sure.
Thank God I'm surrounded by good people who will say, here's how we can get the message out. Mm-hmm. So tell us the genesis of this whole very intriguing idea that you had.
Well, the genesis started with the Pew survey that came out.
You got it. We talked about that one. Kind of dismal.
Absolutely. And showing how people are leaving Christianity, and it seems to be heading in the wrong direction. And recently, two relatively famous people left and made a big deal about it. One of them was another blogger, writer named Mark Judge, and had a whole big controversy about his leaving. And so one of our writers at Patheos, Dr. Todd Warner, decided that he was going to explain why, and he's a recent convert, why he was remaining behind, staying in the faith. So he wrote a piece, and that kind of sparked something in a few people. Another blogger said, let me put my own story in. She was a cradle Catholic, and she put her story in. I was then intrigued and said, let me put my story in, because I'm a revert.
You're a revert. Explain that. Tom Zampino. So what? What part of Ireland did your people come from?
Naples.
Naples, Ireland.
Now, Naples, Ireland.
But so a revert means, explain to our folks.
Well, I was born into a Catholic family, baptized and confirmed, and at age 14, I left the faith. I chose to leave at that point, wandered around.
Did you join another or just drifted?
I drifted for many years. I never considered myself an atheist or an agnostic, but I just didn't feel that I belonged anywhere.
Were you opposed to the faith or just could care less?
I would say the terms of my leaving had me antagonistic towards the faith. Mm-hmm. And I probably, up until several years ago, was fairly antagonistic, finding things that I found that were not biblical or scriptural. And that was my take on it. And at some point, and I have a piece that I did about a year ago. I've only been blogging about a year, just under a year. I wrote a piece about how Joel Osteen caught my attention and had me starting to get back into Christianity and seeing what there was to offer. Now, that wasn't enough, obviously. And so I wound up looking for a local church. I found a non-denominational church. And I joined that, and for about 2 or 3 years, I was very comfortable there. It was a very different place. But then something happened, and his name was Francis. It happened when Francis was elected, and even up until that time, I said, I have no desire to go back to the church. But when he was elected, there was something about his appearance on that balcony that day. And I've said this before in some of my pieces, it was like an electric shock went through me. And I said, there's something here that I've been missing. And so I started to read, I started to think, and I started to just get more and more into it and said, you know what, when I was 14 and I left, I didn't make a real conscious decision. I made a decision that just made me, that was impromptu. And I really didn't think about it. And when I went back and started studying the history of the church, the richness of the church from top to bottom, I said, this is where I belong. And so slowly I started coming back, and I have made a commitment. And as I said in my piece, why I remain, is that I came back to a place that I had no idea was really there.
History wins again, Your Eminence.
Exactly.
So a revert means you return to the faith of your childhood.
I returned to the faith of my childhood.
And the grace was, I mean, it's God's grace that does it, we know that. But the two kind of triggers were Joel Osteen kind of to return to Christianity,
correct.
And then Pope Francis to return to Holy Mother Church.
That is absolutely
way
correct.
To go. So that prompted you to kind of say, hey, I wonder if other people have had the experience. This is good news, Father
yeah.
Dave, because
yeah.
usually all we hear are people who are going
that's right.
to the
yes.
exit door.
Right. Correct.
And you're saying, well, maybe we ought to lasso in people who have re-entered and find their stories, and that's what your
absolutely.
That's what your site is about. What common denominators are you finding about people who come back?
Mm-hmm. Well, that's interesting. I think that most people who are coming back, as I did, look to see that there is so much here. I think the biggest problem that people had with Catholicism who broke away is they say, well, where is that in Scripture? How does this make... You know, yes,
yeah.
I understand tradition, but where is this written? And I don't think I ever realized when I was younger how biblically based the whole faith is. I miss that.
Yeah. Wow. Can I tell you a story? Saturday, I was at the Bible Summit, the New York Bible Summit, run by the American Biblical Society, which is pretty Baptist, but
yes.
recently they've been great outreach to Catholics, and they help subsidize here in the Archdiocese of New York this Bible Summit. So they asked me to come at noon to give a little talk and to lead the people in the Angelus. Now, you know, the Angelus is a traditional Catholic devotion. And so there were a couple of evangelical preachers who were there that I was. They were friendly as could be. They were talking to me. And so what we did, we had a little prayer service, and we read the Annunciation from St. Luke's Gospel. I gave a little talk, and then I led the Angelus. Now, afterwards, Tom, these evangelical preachers came up and said, you know, when we heard you were going to do this Catholic prayer to Mary, we thought, oh, boy, this is another example of this non-biblical Mariolatry of these Catholics. And then when you led the prayer, all you were doing is repeating the Gospel of St. Luke.
Yes.
It's the dialogue
yes.
between the Archangel Gabriel and Mary. They
yes.
said, that's profoundly biblical. I said, bingo, to use a Catholic word. That, and most things are, you know? So that's what you found.
That's
huh?
exactly what I found. I realized the basis of everything is right there. And it just you just need to think about it and not be misled.
So one of the common denominators you're finding from folks who return to the Catholic faith would be kind of a reappreciation that, wait a minute, the cliche that the church is unbiblical really is groundless.
Correct.
What's another? Can you think of other things that attract them?
Well, you know, I what comes to mind is Archbishop Sheen's famous statement about that there aren't more than 100 people in the country who actually don't like the Catholic Church because they don't know it. He said you could have everybody thinks they know what the Catholic Church is about, but it's wrong. And so only maybe 100 people in the country. So I keep on coming back to that. I think that there are so many things that me as somebody who broke away early on, who looked at it and really sought to confirm those things that were my belief, that, you know, there's idolatry going on. There's nothing that's biblically based. So I kept on coming back to that until I started to focus and said, wait a minute, it really is.
So Tom, if people would like to share their story, tell us how they can do that either through Patheos or any other social media. Can they hashtag it?
They can hashtag it.
Yep.
Why Remain Catholic?
Remain Catholic?
They could send...
Hashtag? What's that?
Hashtag.
Yeah.
That's a special social media thing.
Oh. Okay.
For Twitter.
Uh-huh.
Or they can do it through
Patheos. Just got used to 800 numbers. So now
800 hashtag.
Yeah.
But I want to say, you know, Elizabeth Scalia was really the push behind this.
Okay.
She was the person behind
She's tremendous.
She's tremendous. She's my editor, and she's the one who basically came up with the idea, why don't we not only have the Patheos writers write, but let's see, we'll open it up, and let's get everybody.
Are you going to publish this, or what?
That I don't know. I don't
well,
know.
Well, these days, books are out, from
that's
what
right.
I hear.
That's
I mean,
right.
you've got it on the cyberspace.
It's all there.
Well, we're going to take a little break, but thank you, Tom Zampino.
Hey, Tom, and you're here in New York.
I'm here in New York. Yeah.
Well, this is excellent. You know what? You're an apologist. Are you familiar with that term?
Absolutely.
That's a classical term, meaning somebody. It goes back to to the Acts of the Apostles. An apologist apologetics is the science
yes.
of being able to credibly and colorfully defend the faith and present it. Yes. That's what you're doing.
That's what we're doing. Mm-hmm.
Way to go.
Thank you,
Tom.
Thank you.
Keep up the
Thank
good work.
Thank
we
you
need
so much.
You.
Thank
all
you.
All right?
When we return with a few more minutes of conversation with Cardinal Dolan, we're going to talk about Pope Francis' new encyclical Laudato Si. So keep it here on the Catholic Channel, Sirius XM 129.
How many cardinals do you know with their own radio show? Thought so. Conversation with Cardinal.